Ram Tevav Amud Aleph. So by the same logic, the kiyimatzei means something unexpected. So if you have people living in the same home, to go and show by ploni, didn't want to say the name, but it was an unacceptable arrangement, according to the Chachamim, where people were living together as families in the same house, which would mean that the men and the women would mix. I mean, not chas v'shalom yichud, but that they would mix and get to know each other a little too well. So that would be the getter, that it's not ki yimatzei. So according to this, it's nimsa, and therefore it should be potter. So how can I make it? You're going to say that someone who sleeps with someone else's wife would be potter under those circumstances. Omar Lay, so he explained, anavi minimtsa biyadokyamim, not darshaning it from the words ki yimatzei, mamesh. It's the fact that the potter ends with minimtsa biyado. Nimtsa biyado is a pshat. That it shall be surprisingly found in his hand. That it doesn't say by Bu'ul Hasba'al. And that applies indeed to someone who's going to have his benon. Or my Rava says, Rava, that's the case, that the issue here is that it's nimtsa biyado, that would mean that it has nothing to do really with relatives. Not the pshat that the father steals his son. So wherever you would have a relationship in which you would expect a certain person to be by somebody else, so then it's not included under kidnapping. Which would mean that, let's say, a teacher steals a student, kidnaps a student. It's potter. Because you'd expect the student to be with the teacher anyway. So that would be the same with nimtsa biyado.
And why you said it in the book?
I don't understand.
I don't understand it.
You mean you don't understand it morally, or you don't understand the words?
What does stealing mean?
What does stealing mean in this case? What does stealing mean in this case? With the teacher, with the student, always together. Where does stealing start and where does it start?
The issue here is not the stealing. I still missed the question. The Torah defines the chiyuv of kidnapping to be only with victims who are not normally found with the person who kidnaps them. Period. I said, why are you asking about stealing?
So where does the kidnapping start? Between a teacher and
it doesn't.
So there is no.
Exactly.
So by divorced parents.
There's no chiyuv of kidnapping. Or in any case like this. So hilkachani mikre darziki. So therefore, that means school teachers or matan rabbanim, people giving shiurim and yeshiva. That's kimitzuyin biyadozani. So then, if they kidnap their students, they would be potter. Make a lot of money that way. It's the only way to make money in those jobs anyway. I'll tell you.
The kidnapping.
Yeah. Assuming that anybody wants them. Gonav mishechetzio eved vechetzio ben korin. So here we have a machlokes Rav Yehuda and Chachamim. Rav Yehuda is mechayev and the Chachamim potter. Now, what is the basis of that? It's not an hotzam. When it comes to the din of boshes, Rav Yehuda omer ein la avadim boshes. There's no chiyuv of boshet for avadim. My time of the Rav Yehuda's reasoning being that omar kroti yinatsu anashim yachdav ish the achiv, and an eved is not considered to be achiv. Why? Because achiv implies that he has akava. Having akava means that he's able to have relatives that are brothers.
Oh, not with you. Doesn't mean akava with you.
No, it's possible akava.
You mean amongst avadim themselves?
Amongst avadim, there's no akava. They have no yichus. Yatsa eved she'in lo akava. Mashen kein an eved is not considered to be related, because it's Am HaDomelech HaMor, and if that's the case, they're not included in the concept of Achva. And Tosus doesn't like that, it's Rashi's approach. Tosus doesn't like that so much, because if that's the problem, how about a Ger, or how about an Eben Mishukrar, who's now considered to be a new person, so he doesn't have Achva? I mean, then obviously you're chayav on that, as it said in the Farish. So he learns achvah, the pshat, who doesn't have chiyus, bichlal, doesn't have that concept called yichus. He has a child now, that child is not mitiachis acharav. Mashein tein a ger would be mitiachis acharav. It doesn't mean achva literally brothers. The ger wouldn't have brothers either. So it's another word for chiyas, essentially, is the way he's understanding it. In any event, the Rebbe Yehuda says, in that case, it's not considered to be a chiyav of boshes. That was the mocker of boshes, where two men are fighting with achiv, so that means they have to have a sense of brotherhood, mishiyeshuach, and then we have the chiyav of vikatzopat kapa, if the woman comes to the rescue of her husband. So that's the whole mocker of boshes in the Torah. Therefore, an eved doesn't have boshes because he's not included in the original description of the men fighting. So there would never be a time in which we learned the katsotat kapa, which means mamon, on a case of a woman who grabs an eved. Rabbanan say, now wait. I mean, achva doesn't mean the concept of yichus. Achva means mitzvah, that somebody who shares the same lifestyle as you. Like they have on all the commercials, achi. I mean, why the achi is because they're all the kabbal mitzvahs, I assume, right?
So capital B brotherhood.
Yeah. So therefore, he's achi the mitzvahs because at least he has the chiyuvim of the woman's mitzvahs. The hacha hechidorish Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda darshan in our case where we here Rabbi Yehuda seems to reverse himself? He says that there actually would be a chiyuv of the chatzi eved, the chatzi ben chori. How do you explain that? Well, he says like this. Rabbi Yehuda indeed holds that mi echav mi bnei Yisrael, that he might say ish konev. So that case of mi echav mi bnei Yisrael is indeed b'mayet avadim, tishitato by the katzotat kapa. So like boshes he darshins here. Now, the yotzei from that is, paradoxically, that he's marva the chatzir of chatzir. How is that? Because he says like this, look, given that we have now excluded avadim from echav, why did it say b'nei Yisrael? So tell me that a chatzir of chatzir ben chorin is also not included. So then why does it say mi b'nei Yisrael? Because mi b'nei Yisrael means out of that, and it's a further limit. So that means that I have now a miyat achra miyat. It's about telling me the same thing. Mi b'nei Yisrael, but l'mu'utei, chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin. Mi b'nei Yisrael is further l'mu'utei, chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin. Havi miyat achra miyat, mi miyat achra miyat, ela rabot. So therefore, according to Rav Yehuda, the very fact that he uses the word miyachav to tell me that it excludes the eved gives him an extra miyat to make it a miyat achra miyat. Mashiach, according to Rav Yehuda, who don't darsh miyachav that way, because a me'achav would include an eved who's echav the mitzvah. So they need b'nei Yisrael as a mutei eved. Me b'nei Yisrael as a mutei chati eved v'chati ben chorin. So it's two separate miyutim. It's not a mi'achav and a mi'achav. The male, according to them, because they have less miyutim, they have less chiyuvim. But according to Rav Yehuda, paradoxically, having more miyutim, he has now more chiyuvim. So let's see that inside. So now it comes out that B'nai Yisrael is L'mu'utei Mishchatzi Eved V'chatzi Ben Chori. Mi B'nai Yisrael is further L'mu'utei Mishchatzi Eved V'chatzi Ben Chori. Havi Mi'adach R'mi'adei Mi'adach R'mi'adei L'rabot V'rabanan Mi'achav. They don't hold this Lachuki Avodim. Lachuki Avodim Lo Mashkanu. They don't learn that out from Mi'achav because Hayachav B'vitzvot. So that would include Avodim. Now comes along B'nai Yisrael and Mi B'nai Yisrael are two Mi'utim. One of which is Lamute Eved, and one of which is Lamute Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. So that clarifies it. In any event, this all has taught us about the Chiyav, that these people are included in the Chiyav of the Mace. But where does it say it's Usser to kidnap? Azara Legonev Nefesh Minai. Rabbi Hoshea Omer Milo Tignov. It says in the Luchos, Lo Tignov. Lo Tignov means, believe it or not, despite everything you've been taught in Sunday school, Lo Tignov means do not kidnap. And Rabbi Yochanan says, it's from the words, V'lo yimkarum mimkarat eved. In a case where you're selling an eved, Ribnei Yisrael, he cannot be sold as a mimkarat eved. So it's an iser to sell a Jew. And if that's the case, they're not arguing. I'm a little pleading. Marka chashiv lav v'gnev, Marka chashiv lav v'mechira. As you learned yesterday, You need to have two separate components in every kidnapping act. Actually, three separate components. The geneva, the use of the person on some level, and then the sale. So where does it say, where's the issue of the sale? From lo yimkru mimkra debit. Don't sell someone as you would sell a body. And nobody said can, we just said he's not included in the chiyuv. I see your moral sense here is further violated. He beats him up. He uses his cell phone to call his friends. They get the cops involved. Helicopters come around the house. They start speaking over megaphones. If they're able to, they could always get the aliens involved through the spirit of the straight up. All kinds of exciting things could happen. Look, it's a good thing. I mean, where would we have room for a tasrit of a good movie if the Torah would have included kidnapping of students? And it would still be a regular case, right? So there has to be room left for imagination.
Okay,
there you got it. So Marco Koshiv loved the Geneva, Marco Koshiv loved the Mechira. Now we have two separate laws. Ten Rabbanan, Lo Tignov, when it says in those Ten Commandments, do not X. Now what is that X talking about? It's talking about kidnapping. We go name the Pashota Katumina Bera, the Luchos, believe it or not, never answered stealing. How do you know? Maybe it means don't steal. One of the 13 midos that we know the Darshan Torah, which is a davar halamad v'inyano, something that has to be learned from the context. Okay, what is the context? The ma'akatuv medaber. The nefashot, everything that is mentioned. Don't kill, don't commit adultery. I mean, they're all chiyuvimisas. All of a sudden, in the middle of that list, you have lo tigdov. I mean, don't steal a lollipop. It's talking also about a chiyuv of misa. It's got to be talking about kidnapping. Afkan, the nefashot. Tanya Idav, the other brisa, talks about the opposite side of it, where we're talking now in Kedoshim, where it says lo tignovu. Over there, it's just the opposite. There, lo tignovu is indeed the gonev mamona katzuv medaber. That's talking about stealing money. How do you know that lo tignovu doesn't mean there in Kedoshim the kidnapping as well? There too, apply one of the 13 midos. One of those midos is davar alamad minyano. So b'me'a katzuv medaber, what is inyano? Mammon. The whole story over there in Kedoshim was lo tashoki et reyecha, the lo tignov, lo tichachashu. So those are all mammon issues. So afkan the mammon. Therefore, we know that the lo tignov in that context is monetary gnov.
The lo tignov in the Septuagint, how do we know it's not stealing das of a person? Which is also nefesh, right? How do we, I mean, why would we think automatically stealing?
Is this it?
I understand, but if I trick you that's not considered a nefesh? That's mamish, the body itself only? That's what we mean by nefesh?
Sorry, it doesn't say nefesh in the...
No, but that's the davar lomad minyan, no?
It's a chiv of the fashion.
Chiv, chiv.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I missed that. Why would you be more specific that it's us to kidnap? I mean, we have to, right? I mean, it's... It seems strange.
Oh, kidnap?
Right.
That's what it says. Lo tignov.
Because we have a lo min minyano that is referred to kidnap. I mean,
that's how the Torah works. That's how it talks about. Lo tignov. I mean, what does lo tignov mean? What does anything mean? It only means according to its own standards of internal meaning. Itzma. Suppose we have two separate sets of Eidim. One of them are made that the person kidnapped, and the other one is made that the person sold the kidnappee. And now it turns out that they were Eidim Zamim. Much Tabacha. Chizkiah says, Ein Neheragim. Rabbi Yochanan says, they are Neheragim. Chizkiah says, well, we can't kill them because he holds like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Davar, Davar Velo Chatzi Davar. Over here, I don't know anything when I just hear what one of them has to say. Somebody says, I saw someone selling so-and-so. So maybe he owns so-and-so. So what? You're not saying any information until we have the other testimony that so-and-so was stolen. And if you say, I saw somebody steal so-and-so, so what's the fear of stealing so-and-so? There's no fear of stealing.
Wouldn't you need three?
Kidnapping.
Somebody said
no, that's part of the mode of Geneva, basically.
So how would that be?
Not a separate issue.
For kidnapping.
Would only be when one group comes and says, we see him steal and then stole him. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's only half of the statement. And because of that, obviously, I mean, if we can't be mazim the Aiden, now it's Eidashiyah Sayafullah Zimah. Now, you can't be a Makabalit at all. That's I have anything. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan and holds like a Rabbanan, they say, Davar, Afiru Chatzi Davar, as long as together with the other testimony, it'll stand up. So now both Kitot are considered to be participants in the total Chiyav of the kidnapper, and both will be Neheragim. Now, Moda Chizkiah.
What if only one side was
the other side actually wasn't? Would they both be killed? What you're asking is, define your question better.
My question would be, if
well, don't just repeat the case. I know the case. What is the theory that you're asking? No, okay, you're just going
to
talk it out. Okay, so it seems to me what you're asking is that is this considered to be one act of ha'odah? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And just like in one act of ha'odah, if it's batul miktas or batul kulay, so over here, if it's part of them are nizom, then the whole thing should be batul. We don't have any azom. Okay, that will seem dependent on the Gemara to come and on the days. So now, if you hold like the Rabbonim, let's say davar, if you look at sidavar, then lechora over here, you would be chayev. But Chizkiah is moda in a case that seems similar on the surface. Because how about ben sorer u'moreh? Remember, there's two stages in ben sorer u'moreh. You have first the malchus stage, which he does it, the parents warn him. Besdin now gives him malchus, and they tell him if he does it again, the next time he's going to be killed. Then he comes back, and he does it again. Now, the Eidim that come the second time, I mean, we could say, well, without knowing the first time that they had already gotten Malchus, we really don't know that you're saying anything important. All you said was is that you saw a kid who was eating meat that he had stolen from his father. And that's very interesting. We'll put it in the local fact sheet, you know, around the neighborhood. What does that mean to us? So unless in the context of the previous Eidus, doesn't mean anything. So on the surface, you have over here the same situation, which is a Chatzi Davar. What does it mean? Nonetheless, Chizkiah is made in that case, that the final Eidim that comes for Ben Soru Mora, they themselves, that get Eidus, is considered to be a Davar, and not a Chatzi Davar. Why? Mitoch she'kolim lomar harishonim le'alkoto bar. Now this is, the language here is misleading. It says, because the original Eidim could have said, we came to give him Malchus. As Tosis points out, there's nothing to do with what they could have said. That's just, it's a borrowed term, because we find this all over by Eidim Zomimim. It's a question of what the intent of the Eidim was. But in this particular case, the first Ha'odah stands on its own. Why? Because it achieves Malchus. And since it achieves Malchus, it's a Dover Sholem. It's not a Chatzi Dover, that's for sure. Once it's not a Chatzi Dover, it's now defined the situation. Now when the second Eidim come, they come now as a conclusive issue all on their own. The person that they're being made on was someone who was already Nilka in court based on that testimony, and that's not a Chatzi Dover.
It's true, I'm sure. different
eidus. Right, so if we are koveya the testimony, then it's koveya legabe ha'oda. That's not a fair example, because over there each one is part of the ha'oda. Here there's no point of ha'oda. It doesn't achieve anything.
Stages.
Right, by muad we have a special halacha of the achievement of the fact that he's being put on notice. We're not a concept of being put on notice by the Gneva or the Mechira. Right. Right. I assume he's asking about the case, like the Gemara says, but it wasn't the Chiyav originally. But
why don't these Achronim say, can't they be come to be Mechai Malchus?
The Achronim?
I mean, do they know that he was already...
That's like any other case. You can say, I saw this woman sleeping with someone. Do you know that she's married to you?
But they're not coming down to kill the guy.
No, then they are coming to kill the guy. I mean, unless we clearly have an indication that they came and said, we want to be made on him. But otherwise, I mean, that's what's established. So there, it's like a chatzidovim. Since Valkoto Banu, the first witnesses, are actually coming to give Malchus. And therefore, the final Aden are considered to be a Dover Shalom. So therefore, Hani Akmini, Kulei Dover, Ka'afilei, they're doing, therefore, the entire thing. Ask if I'll Papa, wait a minute. Then what's the difference? Why can't you say the same thing in our case? We could separate the two things in our case, too. We could say that the Eidei Mechira could say that what? We don't know what's going on. What was the first case? What were the first witnesses there for? The Eidei Mechira we should kill because the first witnesses can say, well, we were being made that he was over on the Yitzhar of Lotino. So that Yitzhar itself is Mechai Malchus, isn't it? So that means that it's no different than Ben Sarah Mora. The first witness is come, Mechai of the Malchus for the Geneva. Comes along now the second pair, and they say, well, it was also Mocher, in which case he's now Chai of Misa, and therefore they are saying a Dover Shalom, not a Chatzi Dover. Well, I don't see how this would be different than the case of Ben Sarah Mora. Now, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say that maybe Chizkiah holds the low lucky. You'll say that he holds because this is a lot Shvitam Nazarat Yitzhak Beitin. And ultimately, being over on Lo Tigno could bring you to Chiyav Nisa, if there would be a Mechira. Therefore, you're not Chayav on the Mechira on the Geneva anything, because you can't be Chayav Yomalkas, and you're going to be Chayav Nisa. So you'll say that explains why, according to Chizkiah, it's a Chatzi Dover. But it's not true. Because Ra'itmar, we've learned that Eidei Geneva B'Nefesh U'Uzma, if you just have Eidei Geneva, so Chizkiah says over there that the halacha is, Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, well, we go through a little bit of a trade before we find out who says what. Originally, we just knew there was a machlokas Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. One man yamahot, they get Malchus for being Edim Zamanim, and one says they don't get Malchus. But we found out who says what, because we said over there, Vamrinan, Tistayim de Chizkiah the Amalokim. It's God of Chizkiah who said that the Eidim Zomimim themselves would get Malchus. Because since it was Chizkiah who said, Ein Neheragin, according to Chizkiah, he says, if you get Hazoma, if the Eidim Mechira show up, and then now we go ahead and we find out that it was in fact a capital case. But according to Chizkiah, remember, they're never going to die because it was always a Chatzi Davar. So according to him, it's according to the fact that it might have been a lapshin to Nazareth Mises Besdin was not the case here. It's not a lapshin to Nazareth Mises Besdin, and therefore, according to Chizkiah, they would get Malchus. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, since if they would have been Eidei Mechira also in the end, they would have been there again. So according to him, it's a lapshin to Nazareth Mitat Beitin. V'chol lapshin to Nazareth Mitat Beitin ein lo kinala. So now I'm asking you, here's the situation. Somebody is made, a group is made, that somebody was over on kidnapping. No sale. According to Chizkiah, they're going to get Malchus now, these Edom, if they turn out to be Edom Zomimim. Well, what would the guy himself have gotten? I mean, if he himself wasn't going to be punished for the testimony, And the testimony didn't achieve very much, did it? So then, if they themselves are lucky, ino hekuloka, understand, if the man who perpetrated the avera, had they not been Adam Zalmanin, he wouldn't have gotten Malchus. So how could they have gotten Malchus then? So obviously, Chizki has got to be the one who holds it. You do get Malchus, just for being over on the Geneva. Because otherwise, how could the Adam Zalmanin possibly get Malchus? But if that's the case, we're running around in circles. So that means that Chizki holds that the Geneva stands on its own. In which case, the second Adam is not a Chatzidor anymore. And you said the second Adam are a Chatzidor. So now how are we going to get out of this one? Elam Rafaba, you're right. We misunderstood that Machlokas when we were talking about Chatzidor. The truth is that the Eidei Mechira, the Kulei Amalot Pligin and Aragin, we're going to have to say that indeed Chizkiyahu is Moda here. So that part isn't the Machlokas. That is certainly the second cut will be Nerogin because the first cut stood on its own in order to give them Malchus. He pleaded the Eide Geneva. Our question is whether Eide Geneva is considered to be itself testimony that stands. So Chizkia Amar Ein Neheragin. So according to him, Geneva Luchuda Kaima, he holds that the Geneva stands on its own as a chet. And therefore, there's no chiyuv of Neharogin for them. The Mechira stands separately. Mechira l'kudat kaima. So each one, therefore, is talking about a separate issue. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, Neharogin, because Gneva atchalta the Mechira. He holds that the issue of Gneva and Mechira is to be seen as one long testimony. So if that's the case, and the truth is, the original Eide Geneva, if you say it's L'chuda Kaima, so then the original Eide Geneva would have been Mechayev Malchus. Except since the Eide Mechira come along now, and they say, well, he also sold this guy, we now can't give him Malchus either, because now we're Mechayev and Misa on his act of Geneva with the Mechira. So as ex post facto, it turns out now that we look at it, as one chiev of Geneva, and therefore there's no chiev of Malchus, which is exactly why Rabbi Yochanan holds that Geneva is always to be looked at as part of the act of the Mechira at the end. So it's all one Maisa, and therefore, if you have the Eide Mechira that come along, they are also going to be part of the same thing, and each one of them is therefore perhaps a Chatzidavar, but they hold like the Rabbanan who holds Dabar. Vafilu Chatzi Dabar. And so Mamela, everybody now is clear according to their Shita. Now, we said before, Moder Rabbi Yochanan, Ve'edim HaRishonim Shaben Sorer U'more, Shuhuzmu She'im Neharagim, Mitov She'echolim Lomar La'al Kotoban. Now, the first Edim of the Ben Sorer U'more certainly would not be Nerag, even though we could say the same thing about them. We said about Chizkiyahu, Rabbi Yochanan, the same thing in the inverse. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the first Adim we could say, well, it's all one long testimony. First Adim are coming to saying that he did the first eating. Second Adim are saying that he came and did it again. So now we have a Chiyav of Misa. But there, Rabbi Yochanan is Modeh, that we would certainly be Mechayev, the first one's Malchus, because since, and here Yecholim Lomar is exactly what it says. Yecholim Lomar, since they could say La'al Kotobanu. Look, I mean, we were coming, what do we know? That somebody is going to come? And is going to say that this person did it again? And therefore we were coming to be Mechayev and Misa? We were coming only to be Mechayev and Malchus.
Who is the Yochanan Modus of Chizkiyahu?
Yeah, in other words, all along we've been saying it's all one thing. By our case of the Geneva. Mm-hmm. But by, that's because each one doesn't stand on its own. And that's what Yochanan Lashitas. So it's always the first part didn't stand on its own. But by the Ben Sorer U'more, where it says the Yisrael, it's just a separate fear. So therefore the first Adim are certainly standing on their own. So they have a perfectly reasonable grounds for saying, gentlemen, we walked into court to be Mechayev and Malchus. And what? How can you say that we came to be Mechayev and Misa? What do we know about being Mechayev and Misa? So there, in Akinami, they would not be killed.
Didn't he have two three times?
No, no, no. You have to do three things.
By the kid? According to Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't. We're talking about Rabbi Yochanan here. Was Chizkiah who said that it would get started on, because it's not a lakshnit and lazarus misabestin, unless you actually have the mechira, right?
So then it's a default malchus.
Yes, like any other azara, lo tignor, who don't kidnap, b'chayev malchus on kidnapping, because it's only umecharo that is b'chayev you for the death, yeah.
But that's a remark, we didn't say it needs three times before we kill them?
No.
Yeah, just like?
Yeah. We said that he's warned, he has to be warned in the Besdin.
Before
the Besdin. Yeah. Right. So, remember? Two of them will then be the witnesses about the next time.
So he only gets one set of
Malkus? Yeah, only one set of Malkus. Yeah. Maybe you're confusing the case of the Kippa.
Maybe.
The Kippa, it was two. So, Omar Abaya, Abaya now puts it rather cryptically. He says like this, first of all, there's a case where everybody's mota. Secondly, there's another case where everybody's mota. But then there's another case where there's a machokas b'ben sorer o mora. So we have three separate cases we have to understand. Akomodim b'ben sorer o mora, that's referring to the first Aden. Everybody's mota that they can't be nerag in that case, because they could certainly taina. Mitzok shecholim lomar la'okotobanu. We only came to be mechayev the guy Malkus. V'akol modim b'ben sorer u'moreh, furthermore, everybody's moda, namely the edima achronim. Because there we have the opposite. Shenei ragim, they are ne'arag because of the fact that the first ones could come and they could say, mitok she'edim arishonim yechol lomar la'okotobano. Again, it doesn't mean literally could say, like it did in the first case. But since, in fact, the first edim achieved Malkus, so therefore, the second ones are not a chatzi davar. So that has nothing to do with the machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. V'hani kulei davar ka'avdilei. Therefore, they're doing the whole thing. And then the third thing I said was, machloket b'ben sorer u'moreh. What's the machloket? Mishnayim omrim b'faneinu ganav. Mishnayim omrim b'faneinu achal. We can have exactly the same machlokes that we had by kidnappers. Because the ben sorer u'moreh also has to do two separate things. He has to steal the money from his father. Then he has to go buy the meat and eat it in somebody else's rishos. And over there, we said that we have to, what if we would have two separate kitei edim that were coming? That would be dependent on the machlokas with the kiva and the chachamim. Is it a chatzi davar? Or is it a davar shalom? Same question. Omravasi, edein mechira b'nefesh shuhuzmu, ein neheragim. Someone a group who testified that somebody kidnapped, and now they turn out to be Enim Zamanim, somebody sold, rather, and now they got Enim Zamanim, they're not Neragim, because the information that they gave was not information from the Messiah of him. Why couldn't the guy always say, well, this was my Ebed? I was selling him as an Ebed. Mitok Shecholam Ar, Abdi Makarti. You're going to need the information that he came into his rishus through Geneva in order to be able to be mechayev for selling somebody.
So what would we do to them when they're with Hazan?
We wouldn't do anything in this case. Because
a lot.
There's an Isra of Losane, but the problem is that Losane in this case would be also a lav shenit lazarus mitat bedin. Well, let's finish and see. Omer Rav Yosef Kiman Ozla Hashemai, said the Ravasi. Why does Ravasi say that they're in Neharagim? Lechora only according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds Davar Velo Chatzi Davar. What are you talking about, says Abaye? I'm wondering about what? But that, and if it wasn't Rabbi Akiva? The Ikar Abanan, what would be? Then we would kill them. Why would we kill them? You just said the reason is because we told Shekolo Ma'avim Akhati, and now you're turning it around and you're saying the problem is that it's a Chatzi Davar. Is that the same thing? You just said that the reason is that it's even less than a Chatzi Davar. Because, I mean, after all, the person could always tie it to Besdin. I don't understand. What did this guy say about me? So, So I sold my Eved. So what's the problem? So where's the Chassidah bar? You've got to tell me some part of the Isser that was done. If I don't have an Ede Geneva, I don't have anything, do I? So I would say, it's talking about, even according to Rabbanan, and the Ede Geneva never showed up. What do you mean the Ede Geneva never showed up? And it's a joke. So Yoshi Maila Mayim, I understand. If the Ede Geneva never showed up, you're saying something trivial. You're saying that if I only know that somebody sold someone, and I can't prove that he kidnapped him, he's busted. That's what it boils down to. Because, I mean, obviously the Ede and Zobim, and I could be more higher than the guy is. So then you're saying nothing. So what's the finish over here? It's in the Maila Mayim, right? No. The Mayim is that they end up coming at the end. So also the Pesach, we do find out subsequently that he had stolen. So what? Hakati Maila Mema. Still, what are you saying? At the time that the Edim came to court, no din could have been paskin based on what they had said. So therefore, what they had said was not meaningful information to us. How could we possibly be mechayev them on what they said? They could say, well, how do we know that the Ede Geneva were going to show up? Now, instead, if people are coming together with the Ede Geneva, then you get into the question whether you've got a dover or a chatzi dover, right? Because I mean, maybe I knew it. My point is not, I didn't know, right? Yes, I knew. Yeah. I'm not saying that I was only coming to be Machayev, the guy, Malkus, or Mormon. I'm saying I knew, but I didn't give you the information. You get only half the information. That's the chatzi dover. But here, that's not the issue. Here, the point is that what the person said, we have no reason to believe was coming in the context of a chiyuv misa b'chlal. So the fact that we find out in the end, why can't he say, well, I didn't know, says the Gemara. What's that? Because it would be no geya now if there would be a geneva. In other words, before these Edim come, but I know that they might now be Utsi. So, okay, so I'm waiting to see, did these Edim show up or not?
Did you actually listen to something like that first?
Yeah, it's sort of a machlokus, depending on how you learn the next piece. The truth is, the Chazanish talks about this whole problem. The Gemara answers that it's talking about the Kamaramze Remuze, that the Edim know each other and they wink at each other.
The two sets.
So they indicate that they know what's going on. So therefore, Mao de Tema Remiza Milfi, I might have thought that the fact that they seem to imply that they knew each other's testimony rules out the guy saying, well, I just came and said, in other words, so that what you would always do is, you have the two witnesses come, and they would testify in inverted order, which would mean that he could sign it, well, I haven't said anything. Right. In case anybody comes along, if this guy's got the defense with the aid to be mazim him, they always watch themselves. So you might think the notes, then we should look at the remes as an indication that they knew that it was a setup.
Gamashmalan.
Now, in terms of Dr. Feinstein's taina, the Shilas had to learn this Gemara. Is it talking about that the Edim were there initially and that they were miramis to each other and that's why Bezdin accepted it? Their taina, the Achronim, that he would have been fine, even if the Bezdin accepted the testimony in inverted order. Because then, in Akinami, it's one case. The case would have to be over here that they came in afterwards, and then the Ramuzi ex post facto is a lot gloomy. But then that leads to the question, why did we accept them in the first place? If there was no, I mean, if it's trivial, if it's not meaningful information to us, so until it's meaningful to us, we shouldn't accept it, the testimony, Lachora. So, okay, so this is good for what it revolves around, is that Shaila. How do we define trivial information? I mean, we saw earlier that we have a concept called a hearing, which at the time may be trivial, but we're going to use to determine, you know, there was the whole Shaila, whether even the Bezdin of Esrim Shlosha had a hearing with Shlosha to see whether they need the Bezdin of Esrim
Shlosha. This wouldn't have to be repeated, that's the real latest.
Right. That could, if they then add to it, then that, but it was an Edus in terms of a hearing. Okay, so maybe, you know, maybe it would be in that circumstance that we accepted it. But in any event, Yesh Harbe Maligin on this last piece of a big circuit.
6:30